Wimberley Texan football is on the air. The Sun Radio Sports Network is your Friday night home for Wimberley Texan football. Don't miss a minute of the action this season. Follow the Texans every Friday night right here on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app. All part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson will call all the action. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the pregame show. Now, here's the voice of Texan football, Mike Blackwell.
Hi, friends. We are coming to you live from Texan Stadium in Wimberley, where tonight the District 13 4A season begins with the Texans hosting the Bandera Bulldogs. The dream of reaching the Texas high school football playoffs begins right here and right now. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along again on KOWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app. It's also great knowing that we have a wonderful group of sponsors who make these broadcasts possible each and every Friday night for you. Our title sponsor, of course, for Wimberley football is Seton Medical Center Hayes. We also need to say thanks to Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Springwater, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, Five Star ER, Chang's Hapkido Academy, Stevens and Malone, and State Farm agent Mr. Byron Eccles in Wimberley. For the first time this season, of course, the Texans are coming into a ball game tonight on the heels of a loss. A very talented Bernie team came to Wimberley last week and gave Doug Warren's team their first loss of the season by a score of 41-28. You just know that those 5-1 Texans are chomping at the bit to get that memory out of their heads and to start the district season with a W here tonight in Wimberley. Jeff Hamilton's Bandera team comes into the game tonight at 2-4 on the season with one common opponent for the Texans. Bandera also fell to Bernie this year, and that loss was by a score of 37-0. Wimberley again lost 41-28 last week, so make that comparative score, make of that what you will. To say the very least, both of these teams should be ready to go here tonight as we begin a month-long journey that both squads obviously hope will end with a berth in the state football playoffs. Weather is perfect, just north of 80 degrees. It could be a little cooler, but it's cooling off by the minute. It's always perfect in Wimberley, Texas, America, and we can't wait to get started for you. Stay with us, everybody. We'll talk to Jared Robinson and get things kicked off after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by REMAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at REMAX.com/Wimberley.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Again, it's 80-plus degrees here. It's homecoming, so we ought to have a big crowd on the Wimberley side of the field as we await both teams coming out here tonight at the stadium. Boy, looking across the field, Bandera doesn't have a whole lot of fans on that far sideline. Coming into tonight, Jared, obviously you'd have to say that Wimberley is the prohibitive favorite, especially when you consider that Doug Warren probably worked his team pretty good this week after that loss, their first loss of the season last week. What do you think?
Yeah, I guarantee you're right. I mean, I think it's probably a situation where they had to really buckle down this week and truthfully, probably one of the hardest weeks of practice I can imagine that Doug Warren probably put them through the ringer a little bit. Knowing some of these kids, they probably did a pretty good job of being rough on themselves after what they would probably consider a subpar performance last week against a tough Bernie team. You said it a minute ago. They had a good team. I mean, they're a big school, good team. A little bit different today as we come in and, like you said, start district. We got the Bandera Bulldogs here in town, and you're right, man. Mike, I didn't look across before the pregame started, but I'm going to say that there's 20 to 30 fans over there and the band. So it didn't bring a whole lot with them tonight, and so Wimberley's going to look on capitalizing at the hometown crowd here, first game of district, bounce back off of, again, that tough game and hopefully perform to a way that they know they can. And Coach Warren probably worked them pretty good this week to say, hey, that you're better than what you were last week, so let's get going.
Texans getting ready to run out onto the field tonight. A reminder, you're listening to Wimberley Texan Varsity Football on COWO, LPFM, Wimberley, Texas, broadcasting at 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Texans to our left here tonight, and they are rocking and rolling and running out onto the field now. Again, a full Texan side of the field tonight against the Bulldogs as we await the Bulldogs them coming out of their locker room. I see them now coming, getting ready to come down to the hill to our left. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have the coin flip, the opening kickoff, and we'll get things rocking here in Wimberley. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.